If you would like to support the Riders Live Podcast, we have merchandise in the Riders Live Podcast merch store and our link tree, which is linktr.ee/RODES. Option one, we have the Riders Live Podcast merch store. Option two, we have the White Lines book by Riders Hunt. Option three, we have the RidersOnline.net website. We have all our social media links available in the Linktree as well. So hit up Linktree/RODES. Thank you.
Welcome to another episode of Riders Live. Let's get it.
They call him
talking my love language. Know you miss your friends, baby. You been kicking it with me on a daily. You on my snap, we recording.
Say cheese.
I'm your little one. We a problem. We matching Jordan.
Symbolism with the matching tasks, cause we stay in rhythm. Yeah. My heart's prison. You locked up in it. These diamonds different. I swear.
If you going to hold, know that I'm going with you.
I
showed you how I'm not out to get you.
I promise.
In the land of fraud, I have to kiss some frogs just to find my prince.
Disney.
If you do the crime, I'ma clean the scene. They won't find your prince.
With you.
We've been missing since. All this love is so innocent. We reciprocating, no gimmicking. It's a marathon. We all in and we bowling. Yeah. If you love me, don't put nothing above me. Treat me like a trophy. Grab on me and hold me. I got your favorites, boy. Talking my love language. If you love me, don't put nothing above me. Treat me like a trophy. Grab on me and hold me. I got your favorites. Boy, don't keep me waiting. We don't do nothing basic. Talking my love language. Baby.
Welcome to Riders Live. I'm your host, Riders. This is Season 6, Episode 10 of the Riders Live Podcast. I want to thank everybody for downloading, sharing, subscribing, pulling up, and supporting the Riders Live Podcast overall. The song that you just heard was Trophy by Global Crane. You won't get enough of Global Crane today because she is the Riders Live What's Poppin' artist of the day. And we also have an interview with her. So we about to get it cracking. Last but not least, we have a new sponsor, Just Turkey. If you're in the Chicagoland area, go support Just Turkey. They got the best turkey tips, the best turkey links. Support both locations. 102 West 87th Street and 4353 South Cottage Grove. Support Just Turkey. And with that being said, let's get it. It's time for another segment of What's Poppin', y'all. Global Crane, that's what's poppin'. Real Zoo, that's what's poppin'. Deck, that's what's popping. Terrortown, that's what's popping. Just Turkey, that's what's popping. Trophy, that's what's popping. Shy's Finest, that's what's popping. Wild Hunnets, that's what's popping. On Bro, that's what's popping. Kenwood, that's what's popping. Inglewood, that's what's popping. Old Block, that's what's popping. Hip Hop, that's what's popping. Global Crane is the writer slide, what's popping artist of the day, y'all. Let's get it.
Steel Valley, Eastside, Inglewood. Let's go.
Terrortown a zoo. It's snakes, drakes, bears. Bobcat 22s. 40 Brigadier. There go the thunder boom. Pretty my angels move. 12 ain't shit, half a six. Kool-Aid niggas in my mix. Terrortown a zoo. It's snakes, drakes, bears. Bobcat 22s. 40 Brigadier. There go the thunder boom. Kool-Aid niggas in my mix.
We gon' do blue and white. Might do pink Sprite. They take it from all of us. Even a pharmacist. Setting up drug raids. Killing and bombing us. R.I.P. Rihanna bra. 42. Jack Robinson. We been hitting. Been black. Been winning. Stack, stack. Get it, get it. Don't stop. Want it. When I see it, then I'm gonna go.
Terrortown a zoo. It's snakes, drakes, bears. Bobcat 22s. 40 Brigadier. There go the thunder boom. Pretty my angels move. 12 ain't shit. Half a six. Kool-Aid niggas in my mix. Terrortown a zoo. It's snakes, drakes, bears. Bobcat 22s. 40 Brigadier. There go the thunder boom. Pretty my angels move. 12 ain't shit. Half a six. Kool-Aid niggas in my mix.
One time, got one time to come and find a chick like me. I never snitch, I'm never lying, I'm K-R-A-N-E. Set it off, I need that. Money like T.T. Just like honey, all on me. Life is a B, but ain't shit sweet. Soon my verses won't be free like Uncle Sam, I got a tax on me. Couldn't hold a hand of the candle maker's wife. You can't get wax on me, I'm handling this life. Sandra Bland, R.I.P., living life. Get the picture like Will and Bright. Bro, my niggas wrong or right.
Terrortown a zoo. It's snakes, drakes, bears. Bobcat 22s. 40 Brigadier. There go the thunder boom. Pretty my angels move. 12 ain't shit. Half a six. Kool-Aid niggas in my mix. Terrortown a zoo. It's snakes, drakes, bears. Bobcat 22s. 40 Brigadier. There go the thunder boom. Pretty my angels move. 12 ain't shit. Half a six. Kool-Aid niggas in my mix.
That was Global Crane with Real Zoo. That song is available on all streaming platforms. Not interested in turkey or beef? Well, if you're in the Chicagoland area, Just Turkey is the place for you. They have a number of healthy options. Turkey sausage, turkey tips, Italian turkey sandwich, and even jerk lasagna. If you're having a Christmas party, birthday party, or even a party at the office, a baby shower, family reunion, leave all the catering to Just Turkey. Just Turkey is the place for you. With two locations in the Chicagoland area, 4353 South Cottage Grove, and 120 West 87th Street. Just Turkey is the place for you. Tell them that Riders from Riders Live sent you. Thank you.
What up?
Crane, what up? What up, girl?
Nothing. Chilling.
I can't see you. I can't see. Okay, there you go. I see you waking and baking.
I'm getting my hair done right now.
I see. Oh, that's cool. I feel you.
Yeah.
You want to plug your stylist or you doing it yourself?
Nah, this Crane stylist. But she don't do nobody hair but me.
That's what's up, exclusive.
What up? She might be done by the time, maybe like 2 minutes so I can show my face, you know?
All right, you can do that at your leisure. You ready to go?
I'm ready. Let's get it.
All right, so welcome to Riders Live. I'm your host, Riders. Tell the people a little bit about yourself.
What's up, people? I'm Crane. You know, I'm from the city, Chicago. You know, I do this. That's what I do. Pen work. You know, I'm a rapper. That's what I do. And then a whole bunch of other shit, too. But y'all will find out about that later. But yeah, go ahead and get that single on Bro. It's on all platforms right now. What else is out? Permanent Obsession is out right now. Those two singles are right now. Them the ones I'm pushing. So go ahead and check me out on there. Mm-hmm. All platforms, y'all.
Did you use the same producers for both songs?
No, I didn't actually. No, two totally different vibes, two different producers.
Okay. So who did Bro?
So this cat in New York did Bro with the Michael Jackson sample, you know, real, real smooth joint. And then this cat from Chicago, Woodwork, that's his production company, Woodwork, he made Permanent Obsession, totally different energy. Mm-hmm. A bop.
Okay.
A bop.
That's what's up. So, what part of the city you from?
So, me, I'm from Inglewood. I'm from Inglewood. Low-key, I went to Kenwood, but I would say I'm from Inglewood, definitely. Definitely. Yeah.
Okay. How did you come up with your name, your rap name?
So, for Crane, so, me, I have been rapping for years. And I went by different names. You know, we had those growing pains. Like, you know, I want to be this. And I want to do this. So first I was like Kia Kahlo. Then I was like Nakia. Then I was Nakia Crane. And so I'm like, you know what? Let me just sit out. Let me just get out the music scene in Chicago. Let me just sit down and just really like meditate on who I am in the music industry. Like my role. So I prayed to God about it. And when I opened my Bible, it was like Crane was like right there. Like God is really powerful and he's so real. So that was my name. I'm like, okay, God, I see what you did. Let me go ahead and do that. So I went back Crane ever since then. Mm-hmm.
So when did you start rapping?
I started rapping Rodis in like low key, like seventh grade. Yeah, I started rapping in like seventh grade. I've been in so many like music groups and, you know, love partnerships with the music since I was a shorty. I went to Nino's Heroes on the east side. So me and my little clique, you know, I was in a program like the Gifted Kids. So we was the Gifted crew, but we was like not no like, we wasn't no nerds, you feel me? But we was smart, but we was like real talented. So I was rapping since seventh grade, eighth grade. Mm, yeah. Yeah.
That's what's up. So, who are some of your musical influences, past, present?
Let me see. Energy-wise, I'm going to say I love Aretha Franklin. I love her skill level. Aretha was just, she had that consistency. So, for me, that's my goal. I want to be like, you know, like that. Like, so modern day, I say I'll be like the rap game, like, you know, Jennifer Hudson, coming up after a great one, you know, a great artist. For like present day, I really, really, really rocks with, I love Wayne, definitely for the consistency. And I love J. Cole for his messages. So that's who I really like pull from, draw from. Can't forget Lauryn Hill, definitely. She another great. So another great.
Okay. Define your style. You got a lot of them.
You know what? My style, you know what, Rodis? I think my style is like unpredictable. And it's like predictably unpredictable is how I would describe my style. Cause you don't really know like what Crane finna do next. Like what angle I'm gonna come through on this record, or, you know, what I'm finna do on this hook, you know? So I think that's my style. It's like unpredictable, but like either way, you know, it's gonna be some raw, you know, it's gonna be raw. Most definitely it's gonna be me. It's gonna be authentic, but yeah, unpredictable. Yeah.
So if somebody never heard you before, who would be a reference that you would use?
Oh man.
To define your style. Cause I've heard you.
True. You know what? I say like the female Andre 3000. I say the female J. Cole. I say, you know, I'll be glad the day where I don't have to say that. Like the female, it's just gonna be me, like Crane. But you know, I'm patient.
Man, hey, y'all go out and get those two songs on Bro. I heard on Bro. I was like, damn.
Yeah, but you was rocking with it. I appreciate that.
But I'm gonna keep it a whole buck. I do hear some of the O in it with like the aggressive contained messages in a song.
True. You feel me? True. Definitely.
Because it's like unexpected.
Mm. Bars. I got them unexpected bars. See, that's what I'm talking
about. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
So where do you draw inspiration from when you write?
You know what? I draw inspiration from like my battles, G, like my pain and my fantasies and where I see myself and how far I've come. And I gotta keep that at the forefront of my inspiration. You know, you can't really write until you live life. You can't really talk about nothing until you've been through something. You feel what I'm saying to you? So the pain definitely is an inspiration. I try to flip it and make it like, okay, this is the pain, this is what I'm gonna do with it. And see what comes out. And I wanted to connect to the people through those experiences, through my rap. So that's where I draw my inspiration from a lot, definitely.
I could definitely relate to that.
Facts.
So the first song you recorded to now, do you see the growth, or do you see like, you know, you was riding a bike when you first started, now you're on a Harley?
Yeah. Cause man, I was rapping in college. So when I went to UIC, I was rocking with, you know, my guys who basically took me under their wing and really like taught me how to rap. And like, you know, I was a kid starting out, so 7th, 8th grade, but these guys, you know, Sean Bay, K-Shack, shout out to them, Kevin Shackle for K-Shack videos. He really, really is that dude with the videos. Shoot, I probably can't even call him. He probably out of the country right now. But low key, they taught me how to rap. And so from the first song that I remember really like doing, it was called, what was it called? Get Up, Get Out. So it was like a type of, that was my first time getting my feet wet. You know, I was like 19, recorded it, and I didn't have much like style at that point. I was just like, I was a poet, but switching the poetry to the rap was different. So my guys, they helped me kind of get that rhythm and that flow and that cadence going, and I built on that. So it's a huge growth. It's not that big. It ain't that big, but it's a huge growth. I will say that it's a difference. You could tell the growth and the maturity in my delivery and my, you know, cadences and just everything. It's elevated, you know, and I give God thanks for that too. Definitely. The God flow. Definitely.
Okay. How often do you perform? I've seen one of your performances in, I want to say Wisconsin, and you tore it down.
Word.
I'm a fan. Word. I'm a fan. I saw that.
Thanks.
You killed it. So how often do you perform? Do you perform on a regular, just for bookings, or just when you got something coming out, or How often do you perform?
You know what? Lately, I had to like really jump back into it in a way. At first, it was like a few times a year, you know, here and there, you know, being in Chicago, just trying to like, you know, make my bag and do the shows when I had time, you know, because really, I felt like it.
Life be lifing.
You know, you already know it. Life be lifing. So it wasn't that often. Now I'm more so like a couple shows a month now. Like I just had my show, you know about that, the festival in Atlanta, you know, shout out to Rodis for definitely, you know, plugging the connect.
That's what's up.
I did the CBT Music Fest. That was dope. So when I got back home, what did I do? Did I have another show? I just did a show on Monday. I got another show coming up on the 30th. This one on Monday. Bo Deal had the Chicago's Got Talent on Monday. That was at the Promontory. Okay. So I just did that. It was definitely a historical moment. I got to, you know, hit stage. You know, Shauna was there as a judge. You know, Bo Deal, Chapo Arturo was in the building. It was a lot of legends in the building. So that was a blessing to grace the stage on Monday. I just did that. Then on the 30th, I got another show coming up, to Make Me a Star competition. That's going to be through Raw Radio TV with Shondell. And I'm going to hit the stage with that, you know. And that's going to be on the 30th. So
shut it down.
Period. That's what I plan to do, Riders, for real. That's what I plan to do. Represent for my city, you know, show the kids anything is possible. And once you believe and you can, if you can see it, you can achieve it for real. Like, for real. Like, if God gave you that talent, then he wants you to use it. So, really, yeah, you got to follow your God-given talents, for real.
Would you sign with a label at this stage of your career, or are you comfortable being indie?
I'm comfortable being indie, you know. The most talk I would say with a label is like a distribution deal, a partnership, an investor, you know. So I'm all about investor. Right. So I'm at the stage where I'm ready for the investor. Go ahead.
I know what to do. I don't need you to tell me nothing.
Right. Let me just make that money and get that bag bigger, you know. So That's what I'm trying to do right now. That's the goal. So that's the goal by at least my birthday. You know, my birthday in December. So that's the goal.
You're a Sagittarius?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
The best there was, the best there ever will be.
That's it. You know it. My fellow Sag, you must be one.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, so you want to have some fun?
Yeah, let's have some fun. Let's have fun.
All right. Do you know about basketball?
Yeah. I played ball in high school and grammar school. Yeah.
Okay, that's what's up. So, this way, we're going to do rapping. You get to pick your dream team. You on the team.
Oh.
But, you know, you got four other rappers to run with you. Who you picking, and what position are they playing, and what position are you playing?
So, I'm going to pick for my center. I'm gonna have J. Cole as my center, right in the middle. Feel me? Because he can be consistent. Throw him the ball, he gonna run it up every time and make it.
Right.
For my point guards, I'm gonna have Wayne as one point guard.
Okay.
He gonna definitely do what he needs to do. You know, he gonna play head up with the wordplay, with the action. You feel me? To make that little scope. Then I'm gonna have my other guard. I'm gonna say. Oh man, I'm gonna have JT, the City Girls. My other guy.
Ain't no wrong with that. JT Cole.
Most definitely, I'm rocking with her. Cause first of all, she ain't nothing to play with. So I'm gonna pick JT for the other guy. What's that? That's my three. My four. I'm gonna say my forward. My power forward. I'm gonna kick it to Nikki. Period. I'm going to kick it to Nikki. And,
that's what's
up. Yeah, she got that power. Then me, I'll be another forward because I got that power so I could go.
So you running a small.
Yeah, I'm going to be the small forward because you don't see it coming. You feel what I'm saying? Too, you're not going to see it coming. I can go long. I can go short. But I'm definitely going to get it in the net. That'll be my dream team. Oh, for sure.
Okay. So look, all of y'all on the track, Who you want to do the beat?
For that beat, let me see. I'm gonna say Metro Boomin. I'm gonna say Metro on that note, cause you know what? He makes some stuff that just like stands the test of time, like for the present day. I love what he do right. in the future. I could see me eating that up. I could see Nicki eating it up. I could see Cole, Wayne, JT. I could see a dream team on that. I could see that. Definitely.
Okay.
Yeah. He got them bangers. Them bangers for sure.
Okay. All right. So you got a budget. You got that budget that you're going to be negotiating soon, right? Facts. 10 tracks, one album, 3 features, 5 producers. Who the features and what's the 5 producers working on it, and what label do you want the project to come out on?
All right, so let's start with the label. We could go Interscope because they didn't did so much for rappers. They didn't put so much behind their rappers with that power. You feel me? So it's all about that power. So I do Interscope, my 5.
Okay.
Yeah, Interscope, you know, my 5 features. Let me go with, let me get.
5 producers.
My 5 producers.
5 producers. 3 features. 3 features.
So my producer. So we going to bring it back from back to current. You feel what I'm saying to you? So we going to go back what 50 did. So we going to go with Scott Storch. I'm going to give that man some room to breathe life into his gift. Go ahead and bless me with that hit, Scott Storch. I have, who else? I got Scott Storch. I have Timbaland, definitely on one of them records.
Yeah, you could have made some money.
For sure. Then I'm going to have Pharrell on another one of them joints. You feel me? Then I'm going to have Metro Boomin, for sure. Oh. Then I'm going to have Chloe Bailey make me something beautiful. Yeah.
Yeah,
she makes her beats for sure. Yeah, I would have picked Doja Cat, but I don't like what she's been on lately, so I can't even, you know, low key. If you would have asked me that like last year, I would have said Doja, but really, I like Chloe Bailey. I love Chloe, so I'm gonna go with that. 3 features. I'm gonna go with Chloe Bailey. I'm gonna go with Tims, and I'm gonna go with my other feature, I go with Coco Jones.
Yeah, she tight.
Yeah, I go with them. Yeah, I go with them.
Yeah. That man, I buy this album. I'm gonna stream it. I buy this motherfucker.
Yeah, buy a few of them.
I buy. So, what's your favorite market to do shows that, you know, out of all the places you've been, what's your favorite market?
I'm going to say the South. I love the South Circuit. You know, I can't wait till the day I can have a tour and definitely hit all the Southern states, because you know why I love that market? They're so genuine and it's so, you know, welcoming, and it just make you feel like, you know, you're supposed to be there. It ain't no, you know, competition, ain't no, you know, no egos, man. Like, that's my favorite market. Now, I do love Chicago. I love my city. But when you leave the city, you know, you see that it's bigger than here. You feel what I'm saying to you? So I love Chicago market. Don't get me wrong. But that Southern market, that Atlanta, you know, that down South, that ain't nothing like
it's the yes.
love.
It's like Thanksgiving and
every
shit.
Day.
I get it.
Every day, Thanksgiving. You feel me?
Yeah.
Facts.
So okay, so do you listen to diss records?
The last diss record I listened to was who was it? The Remy Ma situation with Nicki, and I listened to it just because I'm like, okay, let me listen to this to see like why are you attacking the big six? You feel me? And right. I'm like, well, you didn't have to do that. You know, you could have kept that to yourself, and that, like that didn't take you very far, did it? Feel me? So that was the last time I listened to, because I'm like, what does she even talk about? You know, and I regret even listening to it. But I had to, you know, because if you hate a person this much, you gotta be saying something like real, like powerful. But I didn't really hear that in that diss record. So that's when I decided, right. Like, you know, I ain't really feeling that energy, you know?
Right. One thing that One thing that I have noticed in hip hop is that the ladies, they stick together and they support each other. Even like on Instagram, the models, they share each other groups, they share each other pics and all that. And I like that.
True, we need more of that.
You know, no, go ahead.
No, I'm saying we need more of that vibe, though. We need more of that vibe, that community type of vibe, you know, in the city. I think with that type of vibe in the city, it'll be a lot more unity, you feel me, amongst just the female rappers, definitely. Because, you know, I'm all about the female empowerment, you feel what I'm saying? Like, that is our. We got to lean on each other, you know? I feel it.
Yes.
I feel it.
We definitely need more pillars like you.
Yeah, appreciate that, for sure.
So, I wanted to get a female's perspective and opinion about this next question. That's why I asked you about this record. So, you got, have you heard
Issa? Yeah, love that record.
Okay. Have you heard Hit 'Em Up by Tupac?
Yeah, heard it. He went cool.
Have you heard Ice Cube, No Vaseline?
Yeah, heard that. He's someone coming.
No, so on this one, he bodied the whole N.W.A. Dr. Dre, Eazy-E, MC Ren. This before Common, you know, bit a piece out of Cube.
Oh, that was before the Common thing. Okay, yeah, but I heard No Vaseline. True. Okay, thank you for educating.
Okay, can you rank those three disc records?
I'm gonna say Tupac one. Why? Because he went stupid. He did not hold back nothing. He was in himself, you feel me? And the people felt him. I picked number two, Nas, because we heard you, nigga. We heard Nas, but we felt Pop. You know, we felt that impact. And so I'm gonna leave Cube to number three, you know? Leave Cube number three because he did his thing. But them top two, they hit different. They hit different.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
And I still
bang Ether in the whip today, still. So, yeah.
Ether banger. My order is kind of different. Mm-hmm. So, I got Pocket 3 because he had help on the record and shit. You know, the Outlaws, they good and everything, but I feel like he was carrying them.
Okay, I can see that.
Nas record, it was good, but like after Ice Cube this Dr. Dre now, they didn't come out with nothing else. It wasn't even no back and forth or none of that shit. So that's why I picked Cube.
They was defeated
like somebody stepping on a roach, and you know roaches don't die easy. Okay, so the last question I want to ask you is, if you could lead a listener or write us live with something, what would it be?
Well, this is what I leave my good people, you know. I'm going to leave y'all with some real talk. Like, if you thinking about giving up, y'all, if y'all thinking about throwing in a towel, if you thinking about you don't want to start the business, you failed last time, don't quit, because you never know what you're in. Meaning you could be standing in a land of gold. You could be on a gold mine. But if you don't apply yourself and keep that faith, it's going to happen. So I'm going to leave y'all with this. Hey, nothing beats a fail but a try, period. Just try. You never know what'll happen. You never know. So keep going, y'all. For real. Crane said that. For real.
I'm in total agreement with that. So let the listeners know where they can find you, plug all your social media, and let them know where they could get your music.
Most definitely, y'all. So y'all can find me on Instagram for sure, Global Crane, Global K-R-V-N-E, that's me. Go ahead and search that. My singles right now on Bro, Permanent Obsession, are out right now on all platforms too. So go ahead and look them up, download it, get a vibe, catch a vibe. Yeah, go to my page. I got shows coming up. I got some stuff I'm doing, working on. So just, you know, stay tapped in. Ballot. Ballot game. That's it. We ballot. Let's tap in.
That's what's up. So I appreciate you coming through, chopping it up, letting us know what you got going on.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me, though. No, a big ups to you. Salute. Salute you for having me. Appreciate you having the kid. So thank you.
That's what's popping. Yeah, yeah. So this has been another episode of Ride Us Live. We out. Peace.
Peace out.
We dropping the mic on Ride Us Live. Season 6 is halfway done. 5 episodes left. I'll be dropping bonus episodes on Monday. Whenever it's a bonus episode available, it'll be dropping on Mondays. Go get you some Just Turkey if you're in the Chicagoland area. I can't stress that enough. 120 West 87th Street and 4353 South Cottage Grove. Also, cop you some Riders Live Podcast merchandise at RiderslivePodcastStore.com. Other than that, be safe, be blessed, peace.
Crane. When I tell you I'll be up, I'll be up. You feel me? I ain't got a full deck.
Nope.
Got a rooftop deck.
Yeah.
Got a patio deck.
Ugh.
Decked out with a check. Pay your respect. Decked out with a check. Decked out with a check. Decked out with a check. Decked out. Decked out with a check. Decked out with a check. Decked out with a check.
Got
a 9 and squirt. Hit the deck when it jerk.
Ugh.
It's time for the percolator. Network moving like the footwork player. Yeah. Decked out with a check. Decked out with a check. Decked out with a check. Decked out. Decked out with a check, decked out. 52 shuffle, they say I'm trouble. Boy, your shooter sweet as truffles. I was on Richland, you was at Gibson's. I mean, dip with the ruffles. I got some oil in a pot. Since niggas love to pop shit, make sure it's boiling hot. Before I throw you in my abyss, cold slow on my wrist. Honey biscuits on grill. Microphone sounds nice. Are all of these voices real? Bitch, I'ma shoot to kill. I'm physical, it ain't no talking about it. I don't got limits, Crane is so mystical and she bout it, bout it. Got a full deck, got a rooftop deck, got a patio deck, decked out with a check, pay your respect. Decked out with a check, decked out with a check, decked out with a check, decked out. Decked out with a check, decked out with a check, decked out with a check. Got a 9 and squirt, hit the deck when it jerk. It's time for the percolator. Network moving like the footwork player. Yeah. Decked out with a check, decked out with a check, decked out with a check, decked out.
Decked out with a check, decked out.
How does she do it? A teacher, but she blend in with the students. Call her Miss Maddox, she's really valid. Valid the movement. 52 pickup, hit a new lick. Rounds through the hiccups. Real estate killer, tell me your issue. I'll help you triple your nickel. Spade is a spade, winners get paid. And players just play, that's late. Playing with a dub, that's late. Playing with a club, that's late. Look up in the sky, it's Crane. Haters for the birds migrate. Board up the trap like a plane. Nokia on your runway. Got a full deck. Got a rooftop deck. Got a patio deck. Decked out with a check, pay your respect. Decked out with a check, decked out with a check, decked out with a check, decked out. Decked out with a check, decked out with a check, decked out with a check. Got a 9 and squirt, hit the deck when it jerk. It's time for the percolator. Network moving like the footwork player, yeah. Decked out with a check, decked out with a check, decked out with a check, decked out. Decked out with a check, decked out.